Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Okay, so who's joining us today?
It's the many of us from the Council of Elders, as you call us.
And what is their role as the Council of Elders?
We govern over galaxies across the universe.
What's the difference between them and the Galactic Federation?
They have been around even longer than the Galactic Federation.
So, how involved are the Council of Elders and what goes on, let's say, at a planetary level?
There are council members assigned to each planet that life inhabits. They then bring back the larger problems, global problems, back to the council for discussion.
And how are council members decided? Who assigns them? How are they picked?
It is based off the experience across the universe. You're the base off of somebody, a spiritual experience. You have to have visited more than one place and understand how they work to understand problems across the universe.
So do these council people, do they request those positions or are they just assigned?
You can request. No one is ever assigned who doesn't want to be assigned.
So since there are council people who oversee the planets, then what level oversees the individuals on the planets?
What? Expand your question.
So I guess just based off of what they said, there are council members who oversee what's happening at a planetary level, who brings that back to the Council of Elders for discussion. So they're watching what's happening globally, right? Major issues.
Correct.
So who is overseeing the individual lives of the people?
That is left for the Galactic Federation. Their people.
So is it my understanding that as spirits or people, before we come here, we go to have this discussion with the Galactic Federation to discuss what our mission is coming into the Earth or wherever we're going, what our intention is, what we hope to learn, etc.? Is that kind of the flow of things?
Yes and no. There is not one being in charge of everything. There's not a department for this, nor a department for that. It is a consensus. A decision made together, you and all of us make this decision together.
Okay. So, going back then to these councilmen, let's talk about the planet and what's happening on the planet and what's happened, you know, before present day. So some of the questions that we have today really just are in reference to the history of the planet. So I'm wondering if they could verify a couple of things that have occurred here or not occurred here. One of them being the fact that in history there were supposedly giants who once faced or walked on the earth with the people. Is this an event, or did this happen in history? Is this something they can confirm, or was this all make-believe?
It was an event that occurred. You ask why now, or you will ask why now. They are no longer around. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, it would be unsafe for the normal, quote unquote, the normal humans walking around to be around these ginormous, gigantic creatures. It would and did create a line in the sand between inferior and superior beings. Humans, as you know it, would have been a slave to these giants, and that is not what we wanted. So we made a law against celestial beings breeding with others and placing them on the earth.
So then you're saying that once upon a time, celestial beings, what we may call ETs or extraterrestrials, once did breed with the humans, and that created giants?
Yes, because one is bigger than the other. Humans were genetically modified to live on Earth.
And how long did this modification last?
It is ongoing.
Can you elaborate on that?
The modification is continually happening. It has since the beginning of time.
So you're saying that there are, for lack of a better word, celestial beings actively modifying what our brains, our DNAs, to improve us in some way or expand our knowledge?
Every time a new being is entered into this universe, this earth, they are coded with new information, changing, in a way, their DNA. Not in a way that a human could see under a microscope, but it has changed.
You're saying before they come here, it has some codes in their DNA or in their spirit, or...
In their spirit energy, in their energy.
And that's what they're bringing to the earth, essentially.
That is what they are bringing to their shell in the earth, yes.
Okay, I have other questions, but I don't want to forget, so I'm just going to ask right now. What coded information did Nadia bring when she came to the earth? What was coded in her energy?
She was encoded with an inquisitive nature to never accept things at face value. She did not want to forget completely what she knew before she left. I wanted a path, wanted signals in her DNA to find the answers to the way back home.
And what about myself?
You came already knowing the path to the way back home. You wanted to help others learn how to find the way back. Your road has not been easy because of interference, but you are on the right path.
What type of interference?
Interference from others, other beings.
They mean humans?
No.
What does he mean, or they mean? Can they elaborate?
As you know, the earth is populated with many humans and beings.
Mm-hmm.
Not every being comes with the best intentions. Some want to see people fail, not succeed in their missions. This is what you have been dealing with.
How do you overcome something like that? And why is that allowed to happen here on Earth, for them to interfere?
You push forward in your quest, never losing focus on your purpose. And it is allowed because of free will. Those who severely interfere are taken, but it is hard to know or monitor all the interference that occurs.
Okay, we can come back to that in a little bit. I have some other questions that I'm curious about as well. So you know the planet well and its history and the dominant stories on the planet, such as Jesus, the crucifixion, the devil, things, you know, that have taken a hold of people's belief systems for a long time. Do they have basic thoughts on these stories that most people believe in that could be harmful or maybe even helpful that come from the Bible?
They are just that, as you said, stories. Stories that have created ideas that have both harmed and caused hope and have given hope while not necessarily being 100% true.
So I guess my question for you is, you know, a lot of people do believe that Jesus once walked the earth and is God, and God is Jesus, the same thing. A lot of people really do believe this. If you were to tell them that none of that existed and it was just a story, where do you tell them to look for the knowledge, the understanding, the support?
Look to their ancestors. Their ancestors had the knowledge and understanding. It was given to them.
And who are your ancestors exactly? How do you define that?
The people who walked the earth before you. Before them, and before them, and before them.
So I guess this is a question I really need to ask. So when you have people like in America, African-American people whose history was taken from them, was destroyed, they really have no connection to their past, to their ancestors. Where do they look?
Well, you say they have no history and no ancestors. You have just said African American. Look back into those roots. Look back into the roots of Africa. You will find that history amongst the continents is essentially the same. The answers lie in those histories.
And what about, I mean, I don't know how to do anything like this. Our ancestral DNA, are the answers in our ancestral, like our personal DNA, if we were to somehow explore that?
As far as finding the knowledge to the past?
Yes.
If you explore your ancestral past through your DNA, you will find the right answer that fits. Earth is not the only planet who deals with such stories. Every inhabitable planet has a similar structure. It may not be an overall savior, but they also look to the skies for answers and beliefs.
So this brings me to a couple of other questions. Number one, when you say look to the sky or the stars for answers, a lot of people today, as I'm sure you are well aware, are looking to astrology for answers, for the timing of events, or when to do certain things based on the alignment of stars, etc. Would he say that astrology is helpful for humans in that way, to make decisions?
The stars in your galaxy are like puppet strings at times, but not always. They work on your celestial body because you are not just a human being.
So since you said other places have a similar structure and similar kinds of stories, what about things like, a lot of us believe in, you know, messengers like angels or guides that watch over us or are assigned to us. Is that the same in other places?
Yes, you never leave without a tether or a helper. That helper has been to where you are, can help navigate you and guide you through.
So do your spirit guides that oversee you here, are they from the same galaxy that you came from?
Not necessarily. But you all have met before and have decided to guide each other at some point in your journey. You may have chosen to visit a planet that this person has not. And when they have decided to go, it is your turn to guide them.
So what about beings like angels? We take them as God's helpers or God's messengers, pure light that have never incarnated in human form or physical form. Is that a correct assessment?
That is correct. They are in a class of their own.
Are there similar messengers assigned to other planets or other areas with the same function?
No, they are assigned to all.
I see. Okay.
They may not be called the same name, but they are assigned to all.
Okay. So what about, okay, just a couple other questions. What about when we pass away, when our bodies are done here and we cross over to go to the other side? If we're not necessarily going back to the galaxy that is our natural home or habitat, how do we decide where to go?
When you pass, you do not enter the other side without a greeting.
Okay.
And depending on how hard or difficult your passing was, determines if you need time back on your home planet.
So, a couple of other questions here. Many of us come here from a variety of different galaxies, you know, for our whatever the reasons, whatever we wanted to learn or experience. What are the chances that your family are going to be from the same galaxy of your origin?
It is not always, and most likely will not be.
Why?
It is like a bird leaving the nest. Rarely do they fly with their family.
Okay. So when we come here, I know you said earlier that there are certain things that are encoded within us. So this brings me to what we're doing today, which is tapping into you, which is a gift that my sister has to be able to communicate. So I wonder, gifts such as telepathic communication, gifts such as healing, gifts such as the psychic abilities or whatever, how do you know, or how are those decided in terms of, like, prior to your arrival, wherever you're going, how is it determined what it is that you have?
This is a simple answer. All humans have it encoded in their DNA.
So all abilities, the ability to hear, the ability to see, the ability to heal others and themselves is available to every single human on the earth?
It is all encoded in every DNA. Whether or not a human chooses to embrace it and activate it is up to them.
Are there any limits to any of this? Such as, for example, to how high we can reach. So for example, earlier Nadia spoke to the Federation, the Galactic Federation. It's my understanding that you have to have pretty high energy or high vibration to reach that. So are there any limitations to our access to any of these things?
The limit is the limit you put on yourself. Everyone has the ability to access. Whether or not we feel you are capable of understanding the questions, the answers to your questions, is a different story entirely.
So is there not a dominant ability, something that is more natural or stronger in you as opposed to everything, even though it's all encoded? Is there not something more intuitive?
You're wanting me to say that not everybody can do all things. And I cannot say that.
No, I mean, for example, some people, well, maybe I don't know if I should ask this. Some people are more naturally drawn to the healing arts, or some people are more naturally drawn to visual things. That's why I wonder if there isn't something that is stronger within each individual. Not meaning that it's unavailable, that it is just more intuitive. I don't know how else to ask that. That you would gravitate more towards.
I suppose it would be based on your mission. If you are there to guide and teach others, it would be important to receive messages to guide, to understand what you're getting and hearing the messages to guide others.
Yes, I guess that's what I am asking then. That makes sense to me. I'm trying to ask it in a way that would make sense to everybody too. Because these are questions that people have, and also, you know, we are kind of taught that you came here to do one thing or focus on one thing, and you know, there's one thing that's always going to be more intuitive and follow that direction as a human. We usually aren't told you're going to be good at five different things and you can be proficient and professional in five different things in a lifetime.
But it's because your ability to think you can be greater than what you are is so small.
Do you not think that's arrogant to think that you could be the greatest of everything?
You asked me, and I sit on a council that oversees
everything. Before I'm, I guess one last question for him as a general question, let me ask you about this whole concept of manifestation. So are you telling us that, as, you know, embodying a human form, that we really can create almost anything we want from our minds and hearts, that the ability is there, it's just we really do have to believe it and see it? Or are there limits on that?
There is a limit. There is a bubble. There is a ceiling. Not everything is meant for you to have. You must not forget you also have a purpose. If it does not align with your purpose, it is not meant for you.
Well, this has certainly been very informative and a lot to think about. So thank you for being here today and sharing your information. It's been super, super helpful, and we are very grateful for that.
You are quite welcome.